From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. If you want to be taken seriously as a musician, you have to be original. If you borrow too much or look like you do, critics will eat you alive. Take the band Midlake. It's been praised by some, but it's also been charged with ripping off Fleetwood Mac, and because the group has a flute player, Jethro Tull. Midlake is fighting back with its latest release, The Courage of Others. Nate Plutzik visited them at home in Denton, Texas.
Creating an original sound is not easy. Like virtually every musician, the members of Midlake have struggled to come up with their own, and those struggles have not gone unnoticed. Pete Friedman is music editor for the Dallas Observer.
They do wear their influences on their sleeve. And the knock on Midlake is that they are, in some ways, just glorified mimics.
The members of Midlake don't disagree.
In a music like rock and roll, it already has been done.
Drummer Mackenzie Smith.
There already has been the guys who are like more bluesy, more R&B rock, more heavy, more light, more acoustic, less acoustic, more electronic, more weird. I mean, it's all been done, and it's been done over and over and over again. So being original in that sense is very, very, very difficult, which is why I think we do spend a long time making records, because if you're not going to be completely original, it better be pretty damn good.
And musicians aren't the only ones who fall back on well-worn riffs, say Midlake singer Tim Smith and guitarist Eric Polito. They point to music critics.
It seems like the goal is to figure it out, to write out the equation, you know. The new Midlake album, The Courage of Others, laying on the palette of foundational jazz, gone through the whimsical years of Bamnan and Slivercork, through Fleetwood Mac's precise melodic harmonies, land in the lake of British folk, laying on their lap. And, you know, it's like, he got it! Yes, he figured it out!
How can they have lords that have long since passed? It's in their hands. It's in their heads.
To keep them guessing, Midlake's musicians spent 3 years working in their Denton studio, trying to come up with something new. Mackenzie Smith recalls the experience.
We don't have a massive studio here. It's just basically two or three rooms, and this is like the home base. We rehearse here, we meet here, and then we do record here. And so we weren't really recording the next album. What we were really doing is rehearsing and learning. So I like to think about it as we rehearsed for a year.
The five members of the band are all from Texas. So to find inspiration, they looked around them.
My parents, who lived in Bandera, Texas, on a hill called Poly Peak. So small mountain is kind of about that. I would visit from college. I would wait tables at my dad's restaurant and just living there a summer or two up on that hill.
Midlake kept some of its Texas influences, but still had to work to sculpt a sound that would make them stand out from the Austin music scene close by. Drummer Mackenzie Smith.
In a perfect world, you just press play and record, and then all of a sudden you're making magic, but that just wasn't the case. It was like fighting through a lot of layers of, oh, that's not right, that doesn't sound good, and we're not gelling as a band.
Yeah, someone else count it off in there so it picks up.
One, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
One.
And then all of a sudden, once we grabbed on, I think it was Acts of Man that Tim had written at that point, we were all like, now we have a standard for the album. Now we can really get to work.
If all that grows starts to fade, starts to falter, oh, let me inside, not to wake. Let all that run through the fields, through the choir.
So what did they come up with after 3 years?
One long track, or it's 11 different attempts at getting the same song right.
And that's a good thing, says Dallas Observer music editor Pete Friedman.
It's overwhelming, the empathy that you feel for what they're putting out there. I think once you allow yourself to give in to Midlake sound, it really becomes something that will blow you away.
That's what the members of Midlake were hoping to hear. Singer Tim Smith acknowledges that their music is a representation of their influences, or whatever they're listening to, but he asserts that it's also something that comes from them.
I see it as a very personal thing. It's great if people enjoy the stuff that Midlake does, and I really like to be understood.
Midlake is currently on tour, and although the musician's message may be intensely personal, they still want to share it, no matter what it sounds like. For NPR News, I'm Nate Plutzik.